good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. How many of you have ever had an enemy? I have. You want me to tell you my story? I remember it now, even. I was in fifth grade, and I was a server, altar server. So I was going to a funeral, because back then they asked the altar servers to come to funerals. So it was a Saturday morning, so it wasn't even a school day. And we have to go past the school to go into the church. And there, playing in the front of the school, was a boy in my class named Mel Barron. Isn't that a weird name? Mel Barron. He didn't like me at all. I don't know why he didn't like me at all. He just didn't like me. So he sees me come walking past the school, and he comes running down. He grabs me and he punches me right in the face, right in the mouth. And I'm like, whoa! And I grabbed him in a big bear hug. And then he started yelling at me, like, I hate you, you're a terrible person. And I have no idea why he was so mad at me. And then I let him go and I ran into the church because I knew he wouldn't follow me there. So then I went and I had blood in my mouth from that. But I did the funeral and I didn't say anything to anybody. I was kind of embarrassed. But when the funeral was over, I was scared to leave because I thought he'd be waiting for me. So I was kind of like really scared and I looked out the door, but he was gone. So it never happened again. And I never figured out why he was mad at me. So what makes an enemy? Like, why is a person an enemy? What makes you an enemy? Is it something good to you? No. Do you think enemies sometimes are jealous of you? Like, they are envious? Like, they think you look nicer or you're smarter? That's kind of what Mel Barron thought. He thought I was a smarty pants. So he said, you're acting too much smart. Plus, he didn't like that I was an altar server because he thinks I was being, like, too good. So sometimes our enemies don't like it because we make them look bad. They, like, are worried about things, or they don't like the way that because you're too smart or you're too pretty or something. Can you make an enemy if you're in sports? I think so, yeah, right? If you're faster or you're better than them, you can make an enemy like that. Many times we don't even know why people don't like us. But there is a reason, and it's usually because something inside of them is causing them some trouble. But Jesus tells us to love them, to be nice to them, to be kind to them. How do we do that? That's kind of hard because usually, you know, if I was a person when Mel Barron came and punched me, we could have started a fight right there. Then I would have had trouble going to the funeral, don't you think? But I didn't want to fight because I'm not a big fighter. So I just tried to grab them and left. So Jesus says to love our enemies, to be kind to them. So how do we do that? Our first reading, go ahead, tell me. Be nice. Be forgiving, yep. Don't return what they're doing for you. Yep. Right. She said that maybe what you said, that they're just being jealous and stuff. Mm-hmm. So in other words, one thing you can do is look kind of inside them. And that's what St. Paul tells us. It was a kind of a hard first reading. In our first reading, St. Paul was telling us that knowing something and knowing about somebody is not the same thing as knowing them with love and knowing them inside of their heart. That on the outside, something could look different than it does on the inside. And I got something to show that for us today. Who knows what this is? Father Aaron thought it was a loaf of bread. A hard loaf of bread. Yep. It's a rock. Is it a pretty rock?
No.
It's not very pretty. You wouldn't, like, if you saw this rock, would you pick it up and take it home and say, hey, look, I found this beautiful rock? No, you wouldn't, would you? Who knows what a geode is? You do. Let's go. What? It's a rock that something is different on the inside than on the outside. So look at when we open this rock up. Look at that. Look at that, how beautiful that is. That, I'll leave it up here if you guys want to look at it. This tells you that the inside of things are not always the same as the outside of things. And that's what St. Paul tells us when we have an enemy, when we think somebody's being bad and mean to us, look at them from a love standpoint, that on the inside, there's probably something that's wrong, that's hurting. Maybe their mom and dad yell at them. Maybe when I went to that funeral, maybe with Mel Barron, his mom and dad yelled at him that he didn't clean his room or he didn't do something, so he got mad at me for that. That happens sometimes. Sometimes people that are enemies because they're not very happy. And by us being kind to them, we show them a way that they could get out of that and they could be kind to somebody else as well. Even if it never changes, you still have done better, St. Paul says, to try and be a friend to them. And look at them seeing on the inside, not just on the outside, from what it does. How do we do that? Well, we have to go back and ask Jesus, because he told us. Treat everybody like they're a piece of your family. You love your mom and dad. If you have brothers and sisters, you love them. Jesus is telling us we got to love everybody like that. So if you're being faced with somebody that doesn't like you for something, Jesus is saying, you know what? You have to kind of think of them as a brother and a sister. You got to kind of love them. So I want you this school year, because you're not going to all get along with each other sometimes, and there'll be some people that'll be your friends, and there'll be some people that you would say, well, that's my enemy. They don't like me. I want you to look at them from different. I want you to look at each enemy as a geode. That on the outside, they might be just rough, or you would just pass it by. But on the inside, they're just as beautiful as you are. And sometimes they just need you to tell them. That's why Jesus tells us to be good to our enemies. Because he saw that God made everyone good. And they could be good, and they want somebody else to see.